everything that rocks.
Good morning, 6:39, Brock Hunter.
Whoa!
Jeez. Should calm the hell down.
It's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday, man. As I forgot our Testicle Tuesday liner.
Damn it.
Holy
Testicle Tuesday.
Anyway, we're going to take a full look at your forecast here in a little bit, but let's get to your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
As always, rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union,
come be part of it.
Well, sadly, Ozzy Osbourne has canceled his 2020 North American No More Tours 2 dates. His publicist issued a press release yesterday saying that he needs time to, quote, recover from various health issues he has faced over the past year. It explains that the decision was made to, quote, accommodate fans who have been holding tickets for rescheduled shows and may have been asked to change plans some multiple times. Following his promotional obligations for his new Ordinary Man album, which comes out Friday, Osbourne plans to head to Switzerland for additional treatments. In the statement, he thanks his fans for their patience during what he says has been the crappy year for him. He says he has to cancel the dates because he, quote, won't be able to leave or to start the treatments until April, and that it will take 6 to 8 weeks. Refunds. Refunds are available at the original point of purchase. All refunds, including fees, will be returned directly to the credit card used by to buy the tickets. Obviously, Ozzy recently had announced his health issues, including a revelation of his Parkinson's disease diagnosis earlier this year, followed by a fall in his L.A. home while he was recovering from pneumonia that resulted in a series of injuries and re-injuries that have required at least 3 major operations. And then he really hurt himself badly in 2003 on that ATV accident. That's kind of when it all kind of started snowballing.
Hope nothing for the best for Ozzy. He's got kind of a serious thing going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of ironic, though, his tour is called No More Tours that he just canceled.
Two.
Yeah.
Too soon, Hunter.
Too soon. He didn't pass away.
We'll see what happens here. Ozzy is obviously well-to-do enough that he can afford these really good treatments. Obviously, if he's going to Switzerland, he's probably going there to see some specialists and get some probably top-of-the-line treatments. Will that mean he'll be back on the road? I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. But like you said, the treatments take, 6 to 8 weeks that he's going to have to do. So maybe it's some pretty intensive therapy for what he's dealing with right now. But
and past, people with Parkinson's typically don't get...
No,
a lot better.
Michael J. Fox has been kind of the face of that, and he had that show there for a while, but he's been pretty quiet over the last couple years, so I honestly don't know. We'll see, and it all depends, too, on how far Ozzy's Parkinson's has developed.
Right.
So, without a diagnosis, and now you find out that's years you could have done treatment for it, so we'll wait and see. But as of right now, the No More Tears 2 tour has been canceled for the time being. That's your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day, 1947, Dennis DeYoung of Styx was born in Chicago. Chicago!
Oh!
I got to see Styx. It was Journey, REO Speedwagon, and Styx.
Nice.
It was in Milwaukee. This was years ago. I drove my Charger out there with a girl I was seeing at the time, and the show was awesome.
It was awesome.
I'll never forget that, man. Of course, I had to park my car in like this really... So it's a 71 Dodge Charger, and I had to park it in this really seedy parking lot in Milwaukee. And I thought for sure I was going to come back to being on cinder blocks and the steering wheel gone and the bumpers ripped off. But it was okay. We had a great time.
Before you leave, just imagine this. Styx.
Yep.
Okay. Shadowland Pavilion.
Nice.
Down on the river.
Whoa.
St. Joe.
Oh,
would that be awesome?
Oh, that would be awesome.
It was awesome because it happened.
That did what for a Venetian Festival?
It was. Nice. It was awesome, dude.
Yeah.
Styx threw it down. I'm trying to remember who they played with.
Styx did throw it. Actually, out of all those, because it was Styx opened, then it was REO Speedwagon, and then Journey headline.
You know what? It probably was the same year because possibly it was together because I know REO Speedwagon came too.
What year roughly do you think?
Oh, man, 2007?
Yeah.
Six?
It might have been, yeah. Around that time, because I think I was out of, that might have been maybe 2005?
Possibly.
Around that time?
It might have been that same tour.
Could have been. Great tour.
Yeah.
Great tour, because I remember Journey was great, but it had the Filipino guy as the singer, because Steve Perry wasn't with them anymore. REO Speedwagon, great. I honestly thought Styx stole the show, though. The guy, Dennis, Actually, no, it wasn't Dennis. Was it Dennis? Because he left the band in 99. I don't know if he came back, if he was back at that point. Anyway, the keyboard was on this, like, spinning pedestal, and it just spun, like, the whole show. And I'm like, he's going to throw up. How can he sing Domo Arigato, Mr. Roboto?
Mr. Roboto.
Domo Arigato, Mr. Someone turn the spit off. Anyway, happy birthday, Dennis. The Plan B.